Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you've got a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to be speaking to Greg McPherson, a pharmacist from New Zealand and also the author of the new book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. Greg says that COVID-19 is going to change a lot of things, especially how and where we age in the future. We'll talk to Greg at the bottom of the hour about his book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur life style, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, if you'd like to purchase longevity products and you have questions, you can call 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable. They know all about the longevity products, and they can help you pick out a product to match with your health challenge, or they can sign you up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you like, call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Greg McPherson, pharmacist and author of the book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. At the bottom of the hour, I want to continue talking about Grain Brain and gluten and grain and disease and all diseases, really. They're all health challenges. All chronic degenerative diseases can be linked to the gut, and almost all gut problems can be related to leaky gut syndrome, and gluten intolerance is one of the major causes. Last program we were talking about gluten intolerance in the brain, gluten intolerance in the blood-brain barrier, the same phenomena that affects the gut. Leaky gut can affect the blood-brain barrier. Thus the term grain brain, or gluten brain, if you like. Anything that causes a leaky gut or that induces an immune response, either at the level of the intestine or the circulatory system, can cause this condition. It doesn't have to be gluten. Many people think that they can just go gluten-free and get gluten-free beer, gluten-free pizza, or gluten-free brownies. It's not just gluten. It's not just gluten. Gluten gets all the press and all the PR. It's kind of ironic. I remember when gluten became a thing,
doing a little air quotes here, when gluten became a thing back in the early 2000s. Before then, nobody really knew about gluten, but I've been talking about it for years because I learned about it in pharmacy school. We learned that there was a condition that bakers would get, people who worked with bread would get, called gluten dermatitis. And I was treating a guy, I remember, Donald Groves, an older guy. I was making capsules for him. I was making something called sulfasalazine, and it was an orphan drug. Sulfasalazine it's not used enough to make it worthwhile for drug companies to actually make sulfasalazine capsules, so it's part of a class of pharmaceuticals that are called orphan drugs. Orphan drugs are drugs that are helpful for some people, but not enough people for the drug companies to get involved. So I was compounding it. Compounding pharmacies are pretty much the only place you can get these orphan drugs. And I remember I would compound capsules for Donald Groves, and he had this condition called dermatitis herpetiformis. Dermatitis, meaning skin rashes. Herpetiformis, meaning they looked like herpes. They had a form like herpes. And it was this terrible rash that he would get between his fingers. And the only thing that worked was sulfasalazine. And at the time, I didn't really understand what was happening. But the more I started studying it, the more I realized that poor Donald Groves was dealing with nothing more than a gluten intolerance. And nobody was helping Donald. All we were doing was giving him antibiotics. Donald ended up passing away before I could really dive into helping him with his health. But in any case, this idea of gluten being a cause of skin diseases, being a cause of arthritis and autoimmune diseases, being a cause, of course, of celiac disease, didn't really hit home until somewhere, for most people anyway, until somewhere in the beginning of the 2000s. And then, all of a sudden, around 2005, 2006, everybody was paranoid about gluten. Gluten this, gluten that, gluten free this. I had people ask me questions about gluten in my skincare products. People said, "Is there any gluten in your skincare products?" Of course, I didn't use any gluten or any grains in my products. I was only working with nutrition. But it just struck me as being fascinating how we don't know about something and all of a sudden it becomes popular and we all go crazy about it. And gluten fits that category. In any case, gluten is a problem, but it's not the only problem. Grains in general are problematic, as we've said so many times in this program. In any case, neurological health challenges can be the result of this gluten intolerance mechanism, just like digestive problems can be a cause of this gluten issue, and so can skin problems. In fact, all autoimmune conditions, all immune activation can be caused by the entrance of immune-activating toxicity into the bloodstream. These immune-activating toxins enter in, number one, they come in through a leaky gut. Okay, we just get that straight. They come in through a leaky gut, and they can cause a leaky gut. But these reactions are the end result, number one, of the toxins actually getting into the bloodstream themselves and initiating an immune reaction, and also gut bacteria. Once that intestinal lining becomes leaky, gut bacteria, remember the gut has got trillions of bacteria in there, those can leak into the bloodstream through the intestine as well. So you've got the food toxins, plus you've got the intestinal bacteria toxins. Technically, these are called endotoxins. They're also known as LPSs, lipopolysaccharides. Between lipopolysaccharides / endotoxins, same idea, which come from bacteria in the gut, and food peptides, that is from grains and seeds and pretty much anything that's got protein, can potentially create problems at the level of the digestive tract and then into the bloodstream. You've got the cause of all health challenges, all chronic long-term health challenges. All of them, people. All of them. I was listening to this medical professional talk about Hashimoto's thyroid yesterday. Somebody sent me a video, and I was listening to this guy talk about Hashimoto's thyroid. And yeah, he was a good guy. He wrote a book called How Not to Diet. I forgot the guy's name. And he was suggesting that the condition is the end result of an attack by the immune system on the thyroid. He's literally said this. He said, the immune system attacks the thyroid. And this is the mainstream idea of autoimmunity, that the immune system goes rogue and attacks the organs of the body. This is a premise that the medical model, it's not about individual doctors, it's a premise that the medical model operates under, that the body screws up, that the body is messed up, that the body attacks us. And this idea of the body attacking us creates body as enemy. We look at our body as our enemy, and that's why it's okay to cut it up and drug it up and radiate it, because it's the enemy, it's the bad guy. That's not the case, people. Body's our friend, and it doesn't go rogue.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Greg McPherson, registered pharmacist from New Zealand, will be with us. We are going to talk to Greg about his book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, how we can influence the aging process with choices and lifestyle changes. That's what we talk about here all the time on the Bright Side, how we can stay healthy without medicine. How we can stay healthy by making lifestyle changes. How we get sick by our lifestyle choices. And I am so excited to talk to a fellow pharmacist who follows the same idea. You know, not all pharmacists are on board with the things we talk about here on the Bright Side. A lot of pharmacists, like a lot of healthcare professionals, are bought into the idea that we can medicalize ourselves back to health, that we need drugs to stay healthy. I don't believe that. I never did believe that. I always was troubled by it in pharmacy school, this idea that somehow poisons can make you healthier. It doesn't make sense to me. And when I found out, when I heard about Greg and heard about his book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, I said, that guy should be on the Bright Side, and I'm very excited to have Greg McPherson on. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment, 844-236-6010. From the British Medical Journal, gut microbiome composition reflects disease severity and dysfunctional immune responses in patients with COVID-19. Has anybody in the medical model who is suggesting that we get vaccinated, who is suggesting that we wear masks and stay locked down, although that's changing apparently for now anyway, has anybody thought to check the gut, the digestive function or the population of gut bacteria, how the gut is related to how a dysfunctional gut or dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, is related to COVID symptoms? Could that be why some people have problems and other people don't? Could that be why some people have severe reactions or severe responses and other people have mild responses? Has anybody ever thought of that? Well, in the journal Gut Microbiota, which is part of the British Medical Journal, gut microbiome composition was significantly altered in patients with COVID-19 compared with non-COVID-19 individuals, irrespective of whether patients had received medication. Several gut bacteria species with known immunomodulatory potential, such as Fecal Bacterium prosinidae, and a whole few other ones that I can't pronounce, were underrepresented in patients and remained low in samples collected up to 30 days after disease resolution. This should be as come as no surprise. The seat of the immune system is in the digestive tract. Has anybody thought of checking the microbiome or of using probiotics or changing people's diets or working on leaky gut syndrome? This is the problem I have with the medical model, is we jump to medicalization first. If somebody is not healthy, we think about what kind of drugs we can give them to get them healthy. It's not about individual doctors who are well-meaning people. It's about the model and the paradigm, which is designed for profit, not patients. But we can't blame anybody. We cannot blame the medical model. We have to blame ourselves. If you are sick in any way, if you have a long-term chronic degenerative disease in any way, think about how you're eating, how you're exercising, how you're breathing. Think about how you live your life. Lifestyle changes are the most powerful strategy we have for combating and preventing and reversing chronic long-term degenerative diseases of all kinds. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to tell you that I lucked out because fortunately there must have been a back order and I was able to obtain a quantity of three of those 600 milligram now NAC bottles.
Yeah?
I got them for $50 and
Chris. Chris, hang on a second. $50 each?
No, $50 for
all three
bottles.
Oh, that's good. That's a good price.
But see, here's the thing, Ben, is that the thing about this product, NAC, 600 milligrams, the thing that I like about it is that it really doesn't take that much. I mean, like, you know, it's one of those things where if you take more of it, it doesn't really, more is not necessarily better.
That's true. In fact, you don't want to take a lot of NAC. You don't want to throw off the amino acid balance in your body. At the same time, it's relatively non-toxic. So 600 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a day is it's perfectly fine, no matter what you hear from the FDA.
And the thing about it, I'll be honest with you, the only purpose that I use the NAC for is to protect my liver because, unfortunately, even though, thanks to you and Dr. Wallach, I have learned how to eliminate bad foods and I've learned more about nutrition, but at the same time, I've not been able to get over my alcohol dependence. However, you know, NAC, it's life or death for me. I mean, if I don't have NAC, I will die from alcohol poisoning. Literally, I will die from it.
How much alcohol are you drinking? How much alcohol do you drink?
Well, I don't drink every day. See, the problem is I'm a binge drinker. I drink, I binge drink about, you know, three times a week. But I don't drink every day because I don't believe in doing a drug every day. I think that's very bad. You should never do a drug every single day because you need your body, you need to give your body a chance to recover. But the thing is, Ben, is that NAC is life or death for me. If I don't have it, I mean...
Well, you'll still be able to get it. Here's the thing. You'll still be able to get NAC. They're just going to make it difficult for you to get. You'll always be able to get it from a doctor or on a prescription or from a pharmacy. You know, you can fill a prescription for it. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about eliminating it entirely. They're talking about making it a drug or making it a prescription or a legend substance that you need a prescription for. So you'll always be able to get it. It'll just be very difficult. You are not going to be able to order it off Amazon or just go to the health food store and get it. And by the way, zinc is on the list too. You know, zinc, they're targeting zinc also, and they're targeting a few other ones.
But no, here's the thing, though. You got to have a proper balance with zinc and copper because, you know, you don't want to mess with zinc too much because if your copper is low, that's not a good thing.
That's all true, and you don't want to take too much zinc. Like, you don't – zinc is probably a little bit more – you have to be a little bit more careful than you do with N-acetylcysteine, which is just an amino acid. The minerals, these trace elements and microtrace elements like zinc and selenium and copper and iron, you got to be a little bit careful with those. You don't have that same problem with NAC. But it's interesting how – and coenzyme Q10, by the way, is on the list also. So it's interesting how these supplements that have these immune-boosting properties are now being looked at. I don't know. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it isn't. But it seems kind of interesting how now that everybody knows about zinc and everybody knows about NAC, now it's going to be now they're looking at regulating it. But you'll always be able to get it. Not to worry about that, Chris. I want to get one more call in. Can I call you tomorrow?
Of course.
Call me whenever you want. I love talking to you.
Great.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
All right. Take care, man. Hey, Dorian, you get the last word, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hi, Ben. I know a number of type 1 diabetics who took the vaccine, and they experienced extreme low blood glucose, dangerously low. I wonder what might be the cause of that.
I don't know. You know, that RNA vaccine, it messes up the genetics. It could have to do with an insulin response of some kind, the body freaking out. It could have to do with cortisol. I don't really know what would be causing that. But I can tell you, once you start injecting genetic material into your body, you're off. You're just playing with fire. We don't really know what's going to happen. And it isn't in the short term. I hear people talking about side effects, and a lot of people do have side effects. A lot of people get really sick after they have the vaccine. But the real issue is the long term. What is going to happen in the long term? Is it going to predispose you to autoimmunity? Is it going to predispose you to cancer? Is it going to predispose you to fertility issues? Nobody knows the answers to any of those questions, and that's really the problem. Dorian, got to go, buddy. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I'm pharmacist Ben. Greg McPherson will be with us in our next segment. We are going to be talking about his book, The 9 Causes of Aging.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BrightsideBen.com. We've got 11 years of daily programs all archived for you with the search engine. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, you can use the search engine at BrightsideBen.com. You can also purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got videos, interviews, lots of great health information, news stories, blog posts at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We also have a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business selling nutritional supplements. If nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to start a home-based business, click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our
Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with skin health issues like psoriasis and eczema and dermatitises, as well as just plain old anti-aging and dry skin and melasma or hyperpigmentation and prevention of post-surgical scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, 100% active and functional ingredients. And they work, and that's why we have going on 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D.com. And you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today, a fellow pharmacist from Down Under, actually from New Zealand, and an author of the book Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. Greg McPherson has stuff to say about COVID. He believes that it's going to change a lot of things, especially how and where we age in the future. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Greg McPherson. Good morning, Greg, or good morning, I guess.
It is good morning.
It's way morning for you. Yeah, thanks for calling.
It's way morning.
Are you in New Zealand, Greg?
I am in New Zealand, and it's 3:30 a.m. in the morning, so it's
a nice surprise for me. Thank you so much for taking the time to motivate. Before we get into the book, what's going on with the situation in New Zealand? I understand that there's lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations and vaccine passports. Can you clue us in a little bit? What's going on down there?
Yeah, Ben, we've been incredibly fortunate that we've really not experienced too many problems with COVID. We've got COVID coming into the border all the time, and so there's one or two or three, five cases a day, which is, you know, in the world terms, not much. But we've been very fortunate that it hasn't got into the community. We had a little outbreak right maybe a year ago. We had lockdowns. And the government is slowly rolling out the vaccine strategy, so that's available to some of the older population right now and some of the frontline workers. We've just been through a beautiful summer and have really had avoided many of the problems that I realize you guys have had to deal with up in your neck of the woods.
Why do you think we had such a severe response to it? It was such a serious problem in the United States and not so much in New Zealand.
Look, I just think we're very fortunate. We're an island. We've got a huge moat. We haven't got very many people here. So, you know, when we responded to the lockdowns, we were able to just, we're just lucky, I think. And that could change at any time. I mean, some of these more potent variants, they cross the border, then we'll just be back to what everybody else is dealing with. But for now, this rather large moat that New Zealand has is being very fortunate.
So you don't have mandatory vaccines, mandatory vaccination?
It's not mandatory. No, it's not been. It's highly recommended, and I think everybody will be very much encouraged if they want to travel or before we have people come back into the country. So it may end up being mandatory, but for now, not. It's definitely not.
Are you in a big city? Are you in Auckland?
Yeah, I'm in Auckland, and that's we've got most of our quarantine facilities. It is literally business as usual.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about harnessing the nine hallmarks of aging. You're a pharmacist, like I'm a pharmacist, and we're trained in medicine, and we're trained in drugs, and we're trained in medicalizing diseases so that you have diabetes, you get glucophage, or you have an autoimmune disease, you get a steroid. Or, you know, when you have a health challenge, we're trained that you use a drug to take care of that health challenge. But you're taking a very interesting tact for a pharmacist, kind of like me, and that you see disease as a part of the way the body is responding to things, mostly how we're living our lives. Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, what made you go rogue, first of all?
Yeah.
And second of all, how do you see, talk about how you see lifestyle choices and lifestyle changes affecting the body versus medicalization?
Yeah, totally. So went rogue probably a decade ago because, the model is a break-fix model, the current model, where, like you said, break, we fix it with some drugs. But the issue is we're fixing the symptoms. We're actually going back to the core and understanding, okay, what is actually driving this disease process, what's behind it all, and we're very fortunate enough to get to meet some interesting functional medicine doctors who are the group of people that are essentially going, okay, like, well, you know, what's the root cause of this problem? And if we can get to the root cause, perhaps we can fix it. And generally the answer is yes. So, medicines have their place, certainly are important, but at the same time, if we've got a medical condition that's brewing or a problem or a challenge, then it's actually, let's get under the hood and see what's causing it first before we worry about these symptoms. Otherwise, we just sit there and mask the problem and it just keeps happening, and that's no way to look after our bodies.
So you've specified, you've actually gone right to the core of the disease process, which you consider to be DNA and genetics, correct?
Mm, absolutely. So there's a paper that came out, Ben, in 2013 called The Hallmarks of Aging, and it described nine areas of our cells and our bodies which decline with age. And it's quite an exciting paper in that it gave researchers targets to look at to say, okay, well, if we know that this particular lever or pulley can affect aging, then maybe we can start to experiment and have a look at what supplements and treatments can be used to positively impact aging. So DNA is from pharmacy school, I remember it as just thinking it was a little molecule which gave us the information that our cells needed to identify what they were and who they were and our genetic destiny. But it turns out that they are a living, breathing, moving, highly functional molecule, which is active day in, day out, in helping our body identify what molecules it needs to synthesize. I mean, essentially, we're a pharmacy in a cell, if you will.
Mm.
And so, our DNA gets compromised as we age, and so that just means that it's not so effective of perhaps making some of the cellular machinery and some of the molecules we need to operate ourselves. So, looking after your DNA for me is almost one of the key things that you can do to proactively tackle this aging process.
You know, that's so fascinating that you say that, because that kind of flies in the face of conventional medical wisdom and conventional scientific wisdom, in the sense that you say you can look after your DNA, but the modern medical model and scientific model is that your DNA is fixed. That you're born, that you have a genetic predisposition to doing things. You're born with a certain DNA signature, if you will. So hang on to that thought. I want to get back to it when we come back from our break. The idea of manipulating or looking after, as you say, our DNA. Greg McPherson is with us, pharmacist from New Zealand. We're talking about his book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. More with Greg McPherson right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Greg McPherson, New Zealand pharmacist and author of the book Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. Greg, before we went to break, actually, first of all, are you seeing patients now? Do you dispense, or are you just doing your authorship and promoting your book?
Yeah. Exactly, I'm doing that. Plus, I've got a small company that is essentially put together so many of the, basically in the process of writing the book, came up with some formula for people so that they can, take the essence of the book, and just makes it easy for people to get the benefit of some of the learnings I've made and accessing products. So that's my two projects right now.
I definitely want to talk about that, but before we get to that, before I went to break, you were talking about this idea of taking care of your DNA, which I absolutely love. Are you referring to epigenetics when you say that?
Yeah, a whole bunch of things. So there's epigenetics. We talk about the fact that your genes are responsible for 20% of who and what you are, but epigenetics are the balance, and epigenetics is actually just our response to our environment, what we take, the exercise we do. So you can absolutely tune your epigenetics and up so that they are, I guess, put you in a better place in terms of longevity. And you do that through things like good living, exercise, good diet, and some of the support of good supplements as well.
Talk to us. We talk a lot about supplements on this program, and I formulate supplements. I've been a big believer in supplementation for going on 40 years now. Talk to us a little bit about supplementing for your DNA, what you recommend, what you suggest in terms of nutritional supplements, and maybe some of the formulas you've come up with.
Yeah, definitely. So, Ben, I'm in love with a molecule called dehobamine or 2-HOBA, and that's relatively new. It comes from Himalayan tartary buckwheat, and it's like it's an antioxidant, but it's not an antioxidant. And I'll explain what I mean, and that we actually need free radicals in our body. These are free radicals are the things that we take antioxidants to as a free radical defense, if you will. But free radicals actually play a part in our body. They are our first defense in our immune system. When a bacteria or a virus turns up, quite often our bodies will shoot free radicals at these in the invaders as just the first defense before the rest of our immune system kicks in. But our body uses free radicals for things like communicating inside cells and across cells and between cells. So it's not so much that free radicals are bad, it's just that if you have too many of them, then it's a problem.
Mm.
So with and what out of a bit of cellular machinery or a bit of cellular membrane, and that little bit that it's taken a chunk out of actually becomes radicalized in its own right and becomes almost like a free radical. And so it's almost, you have this cascade of like a domino reaction that rolls down a membrane or a piece of cellular machinery, which damages it. So opening is something which actually is like taking that domino out from the start and stops the chain reaction. And so you can actually get the benefit of the protection from free radicals without interfering with the healthy free radicals, if you will. And so it's like sunscreen for your DNA. You take this and it's like it just protects your DNA against some of the oxidative damage that can occur just day to day. And, you know, our DNA breaks between 50 and 100,000 times per day per cell, which is quite phenomenal. So it has remarkable repair and maintenance machinery. Sirtuins is a big part of that. So people
Sirtuin. I want to talk to you about. I've been really fascinated with the whole sirtuin system. Does hobamine have something to do with sirtuin?
Well, it doesn't so much that it actually just takes the stress off the DNA. So it's not so much that it's impacting on the sirtuin networks, if you will. It's just protecting it. So that's quite separate. But I take hobamine as well as a sirtuin activator, simply because I'm trying to support the repair and maintenance process in our DNA as much as possible, as well as just prevent the damage, just with the theory that if there's less damage, there's less chance things will go wrong. Because even though sirtuins look after our DNA and they repair it, they still make mistakes. And as we get older, we get more of them. So having both as a strategy is sensible from my perspective.
And is the buckwheat, you said, what kind of buckwheat was it? Tartary buckwheat?
Yeah, Himalayan Tartary buckwheat.
Go ahead.
So it's relatively new science, Ben. It's essentially researchers are looking to understand what happens after oxidative stress and the damage that comes from free radicals. And they found that you get something called a reactive carbonyl species scavenger. So this is the when your membranes and your cellular machinery gets radicalized in their own right. And so this is the most potent compound that they've found to date, which actually slows that damage down and is almost acts like a circuit breaker. There's some really great data on neurodegenerative diseases as well as cardiovascular diseases. So I'm pretty excited about this molecule.
And this is, I haven't heard of hobamine. Is it readily available or is it just in your supplement?
It's available with a company in America called BigBoldHealth.com, run by Jeff Bland. If you're familiar with Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I know Jeff Bland. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's an incredible intellect and amazing man. So he has the hobamine in his formula, and we have it in our formula as well. And it's just coming online. We're the first two companies in the world to have access to it, but more will have access to it in time.
And now you also like NMN and NAD+, correct?
Yeah, that's right. These are molecules or enzymes. Well, they're precursors to something called NAD, which is an enzyme that declines as we age. And you can always map out the decline in NAD levels to the decline in our mitochondrial function. And this is possibly because these sirtuins that we have that operate around our DNA and also in our mitochondria need NAD to operate. They're like an NAD-dependent enzyme. So when we top NAD up with things like NMN and NR, then we're just giving those sirtuins a little bit of extra juice to help protect the DNA and help our mitochondria.
So you can actually get the benefit of these of NAD and NAD plus by taking it orally?
Yeah, you can. So absolutely, this is this is relatively new, as in the last 5 years to 10 years. But we're really the first generations of humans that have got access to this technology, and it's we've aged well by good luck and good management in the past, but now with access to these type of tools, we can start to age well consciously and top up these compounds, and the health benefits are very obvious.
Where does exercise fit into all of this?
Well, if you want the single best intervention on the planet to in terms of anti-aging and keeping well, exercise is it. Right through my book, I encourage people that exercising, it just triggers so many positive health cascades. And you know, we're modern humans with ancient bodies, and our ancient bodies and ancestors, our bodies were tuned to exercise and chase after our food. We're probably hungry occasionally, and so all these things our body is actually finely tuned for, and we're not tuned for sitting around and not exercising, and we certainly doesn't like, our biology doesn't like all the sugar that we're eating. So if we can sort of take the clock back a little bit and certainly exercise, it is literally the single biggest thing that we can do, and it's free.
All right, now I'm hearing a lot about this stuff called mTOR, acting as a master switch. We only have about a minute, and I know that's not a lot of time to talk about something that complex and that detailed. Give us just the synopsis, the two or three synopsis of what mTOR is and why it's so important.
Yeah. Like, it's a master switch, and it's either turned on when we eat, and when that's turned on, it helps the body assimilate nutrition. And then when it's turned off, when we don't eat, and that actually helps the body trigger certain housekeeping cascades, if you will. So
autophagy.
You've got autophagy and getting rid of senescent cells and so on. So there's just huge amount of benefits in actually allowing mTOR to turn off from time to time. And so I really encourage people to, if they're not having a look at fasting, have a look and see what the health benefits are, because that's the natural way to turn off mTOR and just trigger that body housekeeping. And it just lowers inflammation. There's just so many benefits for switching it off from time to time.
Does your supplement help with mTOR?
It does, yeah. We've got three supplements at the moment. The first one looks after your DNA. Second one fires up your mitochondria and helps the energy levels in the cell. And then the third one is about taking in your 50s and on, where we perhaps aren't as effective as clearing out the old cells as we used to. And so that supports that function.
All right, we're out of time, Greg. Thanks so much for being on the Bright Side. Give your website real quick if somebody wants to buy the supplements or get the book.
Brilliant. Okay, so the book is Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging.com. So pop across and have a look at that. My Twitter handle is Greg McPherson. And if you want to have a look at the supplements that we've built, SRW.co.
SRW.co. Hey, Greg, thanks so much for being on the Bright Side. Thanks for motivating this early in the morning. Appreciate it very much. Have a beautiful day, buddy. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.